Alright, this is just a little test just to make sure that I didn't have anything twisted yesterday. I recorded, this is the away game, by the way. Get at the show, The Real Tangent on Twitter, Tangent Podcast on Facebook, Tangent Podcast on iTunes. I recorded a 20-minute show yesterday, and I was about to delete what I had yesterday, but the content was good. It's good info for you. So I just went ahead and left it. It's a mistake. What can I say? We'll make sure everything goes smoothly going forward. But as I was editing it, I didn't edit it. I just went ahead and just shot it raw dog. And it only had 12 minutes of the 20 minutes. And I had some good stuff in there. This is what I'm going to do right now because I'm at the pool. It's not going to sound like crazy, great, or whatever. But you're going to hear kids playing and whatever. We coming live from Champions Gate at Orlando, Florida. Just came from Disney World. And it's a good place. Good place, though. Still love Disney World every time. Zach Greinke, complete game shutout. I'm going to just cover everything that I missed last night because I had the Machado DDT and the Greinke thing. So, start with Greinke because Greinke is someone who benefits me greatly since I have shares in him in a lot of leagues. A lot of leagues. I had him last year when he was having the damn near Cy Young Award winning season. And he didn't win it, obviously. But going to Arizona, I was skeptical. I was, but I still drafted him. And last year, I traded Greinke in a lot of leagues. That's not going to be happening this year. Greinke, he's not on Sale or Kershaw status, but I'm not trading him. It looks like he's getting his form back. His April was horrible, and I'm not tripping on that. But, yes. You got in? Good. So you're cold?
I almost drowned.
No, you didn't. You have floaties. You're not going to drown. There. Now you're nice and warm so you can get all in the pool. All right. Greinke's April, don't cry. No need to cry. Greinke's April is absolutely bananas as far as horribleness. I was wondering if I should drop him. Like, there are players like Dallas Keuchel. I had to end up actually just dropping him. And now he's coming out of it like Greinke is from his April. His May was cool, but what he's done so far this month, he's going to be special throughout. Special throughout. The co-conspirators in this right here is my young sons, Jordan and Jackson, and they're going to be fighting with all kinds of water, and so that's what you're hearing in the background. Anyway, Zach Greinke is in a spot where I don't want to trade him. I don't want to do anything. Stop running. Stop jumping around on this tile. I'm telling you. I mean, me personally, I think Zach Greinke's a top 10 pitcher. He had a horrible start, like I said. But we've seen Zach Greinke over the years. He's a Cy Young winner. You know what I'm saying? It's not like he's a horrible pitcher. It's like whenever people shit on Justin Verlander or Tim Lincecum, I'm like, yeah, but these boys had Cy Youngs. You know what I'm saying? You don't front on a Cy Young winner, ever. And Greinke is not even over the hill at all. Matter of fact, I mean, he only had 2 Ks last night and had a complete game shutout. Do you feel me? He got 25 outs the old-fashioned way without the K. Come on, man. Cans of corn, ground outs, whatever. Look, you need to stop playing like that. I'm telling you, dog. Do not walk around like that. Stay off of the white, just like we said last night. I'm telling you. Or we're going to go in, and no one's going to play by the pool. Got to regulate sometimes. All right. But Zach Greinke ain't getting traded. Zach Greinke's going on Strasburg status at least. You know, like, we already know the top tier. And it's 4 pitchers. I was saying it's 3 pitchers, but you got to put Cueto in there just for the work he puts in for the Giants. So it's Kershaw, Arrieta, Cueto, Sale. It's actually in that order right now as far as the rankings, like I said last night. So there's the big 4. And then there's Mad Bum. And right in there, I'm going to go ahead and put Greinke. Right in that tier. The numbers don't show it yet because of a horrible April, but watch. Watch what I say. All right. And what was the other thing that got cut off last night? Oh, yeah. Manny Machado. All right. This thing is blown up. It's been on SportsCenter. I just watched it on Highly Questionable. The replay from every angle. It was great. It was great. I even heard Poppy get to say Miracle Whips when he was rhyming, doing his little rhyme thing. I love it. He's going to get suspended. How many games? I was thinking 3. Professor said he shouldn't get anything. I said, you might be a little bit biased because you have shares in him. I mean, you're a Manny Machado fan. So, it's just bad. Would you stop? I have my phone. You got it wet. Would you please calm down, dog? Please calm down. I'm doing the show. Calm down. So, I know this is your show. So, do your show over there and don't get my phone wet again. So, I love it. I love vacay. But yeah, I'm like, he has to be biased because he has shares in Machado. But if you look at the way he handled, you guys are so funny. If you look at the way he handled Mr. Ventura, you have to look at it. I mean, maybe it's because I have wrestling pedigree in my body. I've watched wrestling when I was little. I watch wrestling now. And, hell, NXT is right down the road. A damn takeover's right now. Right now, like, within miles of me. And I'm not going. I'm just going to watch it on the network, whatever. Sidebar.
Get off of there.
No, I'm not going.
Wow. Daggers. You boys are tripping. Yeah, you. That's it, man. Okay, yeah. Y'all boys just tripping. Y'all boys tripping. I have to end the show. I'll come back later. But he's going to get 3 games. Bottom line. I think 3. He said 0. There's no way he's getting 0 for the way he handled that man. Mr. Ventura got wrecked. He got the DDT treatment, man. Got the DDT treatment. That's all it is. Watching that wrestling, watching a DDT, a classic DDT. A DDT used to be a finisher. Now it's just a regular ass move. That's why he was just able to pull it out just off rip. He skipped out there. See, and the thing about Manny, he skipped out there like he thought about it like, do I want to do this? Do I want to do this? And then he just went into the trot like, yeah, I'm doing this. And then on the other angle, they show they show Yo Ventura. Like, just dropping his glove, throwing his hat off, like, yeah. like this is what it is. And he just got out of position. He got out of position. He saw how big Maddie was when he came off rip. No homo. And dead ass. That's what it was. They just handled business. They just handled business. So, Ventura is going to get suspended regardless because he's the one that threw at him 3 times. No one can fault Manny Machado on that tip. He could have took his base, but then how would Manny Machado look, right? In the eyes of all the baseball pundits or whatever. He would have looked like the bigger man. That's not what they would have said. That's not what his teammates would have said properly. So after he threw at him 3 times, it's like something had to happen, right? Something had to. It's old baseball rules that we never know and we'll never see that playbook. So, I mean, 3 games. If Odor got 7, he had 8, and they got reduced to 7. So if he has 3, gets it reduced to 2 or 1, okay. Cause he did get thrown at 3 times. All right, that's the fill-in for last night. So please get the show, The Real Tangent on Twitter, The Tangent Podcast on Facebook, The Tangent Podcast on iTunes, and that's it. From Champions Gate, me and the wild ass kids say deuces.